This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a family is removed from an airplane because their two-year-old daughter won't wear a mask. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
If you have ever flown on an airplane, then you know that it is not the most comfortable way to travel. In fact, it can be quite stressful. It can be even more stressful when you're the parent of a toddler who you are trying to get to cooperate. That's what happened to Eliz Orban and her husband, who were trying to fly from Denver to Newark on a United flight with their two-year-old daughter, Edelyn. They were planning on visiting family in New York for the weekend, but a United crew member ordered the young family to vacate the plane. The offense committed was that their two-year-old daughter refused to wear a mask. Eliz Orban posted a video on social media, which has over 5 million views on Twitter, of them being removed from the plane. It also shows Mr. Orban trying to get his daughter to wear a mask. He even tried to hold it on her, but the toddler would not comply. Eliz said that, "We are premier silver members at United, so we always fly with them. In fact, we had flown with Edelyn 4 times already since the pandemic, without ever having an issue." The couple tried to reason with the crew member, but he forced them to leave. They were even told that they were banned from flying with United in the future. United Airlines has released a statement regarding the incident, saying, "The health and safety of our employees and customers is our highest priority, which is why we have a multi-layered set of policies, including mandating that everyone on board 2 and older wears a mask. These procedures are not only backed by guidance from the CDC and our partners at the Cleveland Clinic, but they are also consistent across every major airline. We are investigating this specific incident and have made contact with the family. We also refunded their tickets and returned their car seat and bags." United has since told the family that they are welcome to continue flying with the airline. Kimberly Fletcher, founder and president of Moms for America and mother of 8, commented on the incident that, "Whoever made this law has never had a two-year-old. We used to laugh at the ridiculousness of this whole mask nonsense, but it is no longer funny. When you mess with our kids, you've crossed a line you don't want to mess with. It is absolutely unacceptable that a family was thrown off their flight because their toddler wouldn't wear a mask." Unfortunately, this is not the first incident of families being removed from airplanes because of their small children not complying with the mask mandates, but hopefully more airlines will address their policies and be more understanding of health and safety, as well as the difficulties of raising young children. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.